Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and joining us on the telephone is Captain Robert Lansden. He's a candidate for the 5th Congressional District seat. And Captain Lansden, welcome to Lanyap.
It's an honor to be with you, Corey. An honor, sir.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know we've got a big district in this 5th Congressional District. Where do you hail from?
Well, look, I'm from Tangipahoa Parish. A lot of people can't even pronounce the word. My father was from there, and I grew up his son as a military officer's son, so we traveled all around. And I was determined when I eventually joined the military to keep us in one place. So we've been there for probably almost 27 years, sir.
Well, what in your background prepares you to take the helm of the 5th District? Is there something in business or education or your military experience?
You know, I have to thank you for that, because I when I looked at this office in the opening and I felt God calling me to serve, I have, by this time, I was appointed to the Merchant Marine Academy. I, from there, was commissioned as an officer in the Navy, but I also served in the civilian sector through shipping and the Merchant Marine, but also went in as a corporate vice president for a major shipping line company. I put myself through law school, and I had my own private practice. And then I was blessed to serve our people in Hurricane Katrina when that hit on a ship, and also in Iraq. So I've been given the experiences that allow me to understand really the service from the tip of the spear. And in Congress, you pass laws, you provide funding that supplies the troops, that ensures that our nation is ready to respond to a national emergency, whether it be a hurricane or an ice storm like we experienced recently. I've had the experience that's allowed me to be ready to serve, and I just ask that the voters consider me.
What are some of the things you see that the 5th Congressional District lacks that you want to address?
Well, you know, I look back to some of the leadership in years past. I think the Red River Project was instrumental in helping the district. But at the same time, I saw the base closures. My father was directly involved in trying to prevent a lot of those base closures. So number one, we've got to keep the military bases we have in the area. And look, I know Barksdale is not in our district, but there's people that work there, and it's critical to keep Barksdale. Secondly, in transportation and infrastructure, Monroe, for example, is at the crossroads. There's no reason why that area can't be like Atlanta. I mean, logistics and transportation are one of my best gifts, and I think it's critical to the area. And secondly, education is obviously an important role, and we need to uplift the people of the 5th District.
Small businesses have been hurt by the COVID pandemic. Are you in favor of opening things back up, or do we need to be careful during this period?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you look at Texas, I think it was yesterday or the day before, they are fully opening up. And yes, masks are still recommended, but we have to understand, and I think you can look at some of my experience, for example, whether it was in Hurricane Katrina or I was involved in Iraq assisting and leading a force that also helped in some reconstruction. But there are tipping points that you need to have that can make a difference. And right now the tipping point is allowing small businesses to open up, and yet with that liberty, provide them the resources to do it safely. And look, we have smart people in the 5th District. They know how to open up their restaurants. They know how to open up their businesses and still protect themselves, but as well the customers. And government overreach needs to stop.
If you're elected to Congress, and for those of us just joining us, we're talking with Captain Robert Lansden, the issues that you would fight for in the Congress, what would those be?
Well, I think a lot of people talk about the laws that Congress passes, but I think we need to look at, number one, the laws that are already on the books. And there's some core constitutional values, rights that we have that are being attacked. But I'm also a lawyer, and I mentioned that earlier. And one of the basic understandings is what is a right and what is a privilege. Your constitutional right for freedom of worship and spirit and speech, that's a right. That's not a privilege. And it shouldn't be taken away or watered down. The Second Amendment and your right to bear arms, it shouldn't be taken away or watered down. So those are key things. Now let's get into some basic laws. One law I know that's attacked every year, and that's called the Jones Act. A lot of people don't even know it's on the books, but that ensures that foreign companies don't run our shipping commerce. If you took away that Jones Act, you could have Chinese tugs working our rivers, all the way up even to the Red River. But secondly, passing laws. I saw that the former Congressman Abraham tried to pass a law that helped with depreciation in farm equipment, for example. That's one simple law. It didn't make it, but I'm committed to pass laws that help in agriculture, whether it's through depreciation or taxes, but also to help from the infrastructure and oil sectors.
Captain Lanzen, we're out of time for our interview. I want to give you the opportunity to tell folks how to find out more about yourself.
Well, thank you, Corey. I have a website, of course, Robert Lanzen for Congress. And if you look at it, you'll see some videos. You'll see some videos of me and Hurricane Katrina and things that I did to serve people. The key is I have a heart for service. I've risked my life for my country in Katrina, but also in Iraq. And I'm ready to serve the people of the 5th District. I will sacrifice my time and my energy to serve them with a passion. So it's Robert Lanzen for Congress. And hey, I'm number 21 on the ballot, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
That's
Thank
Robert.
You again.
Thank you. That's Robert Lanzen. He's a candidate for Congress. To find out more, head to our website, kedm.org.
Coverage of Louisiana's 5th District Congressional race on KEDM is made possible by Creed and Creed Law Offices.